I'm John Lemley. Glad to have you with me on this Thursday for City Cafe. It's been 91 years since English-American author Marjorie Williams wrote a children's novel about a stuffed rabbit and his quest to become real through the love of his owner. Since The Velveteen Rabbit, or How Toys Became Real, was first published in 1922, it has been republished many times, spawning toys, movies, TV specials, and even a smartphone app. This summer, The Velveteen Rabbit is heading to the woods in a live outdoor production being staged just south of Atlanta. The show is one of the budget-friendly events for the coming week, previewed now by Shane Harrison of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Welcome back in.
Well, thanks for having me.
So, Shane, did you grow up reading The Velveteen Rabbit?
Oh, yes, of course. I think a lot of us did. It's such a sweet story. You know, the tale of a rabbit and his attempt to become real through the love of his owner, Serenby Playhouse. They do their productions outdoors, mm-hmm. and they utilize the beauty of the nature around them. And of course, this is a new adaptation of The Velveteen Rabbit that they've done themselves, and it'll take place in various settings there around Serenby.
And we have almost until the end of July to take in a performance of The Velveteen Rabbit.
Yeah, that's right. It's going on now, and it will continue through July 27th. And the ticket prices are just $10 to $15.
Shane, we should really be ashamed of ourselves. We have let a birthday slip by without sending as much as even a card. One of our childhood friends turned 56 back in March. The mischievous, irrepressible soul, the Cat in the Hat.
Well, we'll have plenty of chances to say happy birthday in person coming up. The Center for Puppetry Arts is taking on Dr. Seuss's The Cat in the Hat. We recently at the AJC ran a story about it and interviewed John Ludwig, the center's director there, and he talked about how hard it was to create some of these things. He said, we quickly found that actors have opposable thumbs and most puppets don't.
And this production also runs through the better part of next month.
Yeah, that's right. It's going on now, and you'll have through July 28th to see it there at Center for Puppetry Arts. And the tickets, as always, there are $16.50.
Shane, do you remember back in the 80s when the word gnarly was everywhere? It was used in almost every sentence, and I don't think half of us even knew what it meant. But even though the word dates back to the 19th century, it was the cool surfer dudes that made the word cool.
Yeah, that's right. And you can have a gnarly time this weekend in Douglasville. The Surf Fest is happening for the second year in Douglasville, and this is a day-long celebration of surf music.
The first group that comes to mind is The Ventures.
Oh, that's right. The Ventures is sort of the, you know, the gold standard for surf bands, I think. You know, they were very, very popular. They sold tons of albums. But these bands, I'm sure, will be playing some of those favorites that The Ventures and Dick Dale did. A lot of bands who are from all over the Southeast, including quite a few from right here in Atlanta. So this should be a really fun day. It's a great family event, too. Because there are other things going on besides the music. They'll have kids' games and activities and things like that. And for the grown-ups, of course, there will be beer because it is a festival and there has to be beer. It's just one of those things that you expect.
And Shane, this event is not quite sun up to sundown, but it's pretty close.
Yeah, it is. It starts at 11 a.m. and goes to 9 p.m. on Saturday. That's at O'Neill Plaza in Douglasville, and it's entirely free.
Shane, on that, our favorite word, free, we'll set you free for today, but we'll look forward to your coming back with another week's worth of budget-friendly events next Thursday.
I look forward to it.
For more information about anything we've talked about over the past few minutes, head to our website right now. We're at wabe.org/citycafe.